Gonna have to write a 10-page paper on this. Thank Irene it's double-spaced.
Oh, look. You can read.
Huh?
Didn't think that was possible.
Seriously? You had to make that remark?
Not my fault you get easily annoyed. It's fun.
You don't even know me.
You are easily provoked. That much I know.
We're in college, loser. Grow up.
Ouch. Having to insult a freshman to boost your ego? You know you could have taken the high road and ignored me, but you didn't. Seems like you have some growing up to do yourself.
What the? Don't turn your back on me, you little—
Caitlin!
What?
Your order is ready, okay? Sorry.
Zane!
Caitlin! Sorry about that, Jerry. My honey here just gets a little temper sometimes.
No problem, Luca.
Caitlin, we've talked about keeping your temper, remember?
Yeah, just... Sorry, I couldn't help it. Zane was over there.
Who?
No one.
Exactly. This is the first I've heard of him, and frankly, he doesn't matter. Now to get my usual.
I'll be on it soon, Luca. Just let me get these orders first.
Thanks, Jerry. So, I wanted to talk to you about Aphmau.
What about her?
Well, with everything she's going through right now, I was thinking that maybe sometime you and I can take her out. Maybe away from the campus or something. Or even better, maybe we give her some money so she can go out on her own.
For what?
So she can treat herself. Just something to take her mind off of the stress, you know?
Well, I think that's a kind and thoughtful idea. We all have finals to start getting ready for.
That's kind of far away. I mean, yeah, it can sneak up on you, but...
Exactly. Remember how I did last year? Don't want to make the same mistake again. Especially now that I'm taking theater as a second major.
True, true. And while I agree with you that education is important... It's also important to recognize the feelings of those around us. I don't want you to become someone who can't read others' feelings.
I already have a hard time with that.
Exactly. It makes me fear for little Aphmau, too. What if she becomes cold after all this harassment?
Luca?
Speaking of cold, don't want my coffee to get that way. Give me a second, my love, and we'll continue this conversation in a sec.
All right. I'll be here reading.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
No, Koichi doesn't think you understand. She wanted the freezy cold drink, the very sweet one.
But you asked specifically for a caramel latte, hot.
That's not what Koichi-an... yes, I guess Koichi-an did ask for that.
Oh, you must have meant the frappe. This must be your first time ordering.
Yes, it is! Koi-chan doesn't come here often.
Is that your name?
Yes!
Aw, come on, Jerry. She's a first-time customer.
I'm already cut for time, Luca.
Then just put it on my credit.
Oh, no, that's not...
Done. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Thank you so much!
No problem. I think you're going to love it. You look like a girl that enjoys sweets. See you around.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What took so long?
There was this person who needed help with her order, so I helped her, and she was a cute Mayfwa gal.
Cuter than me?
Oh, she was cute, but you are far cuter than any girl around.
Oh, really? I'll be the judge of that. Where is she?
Over there.
Kawaii-chan!
Okay. I made it in fine. I just need to go, get my coffee, and get out of here. Just as long as no one recognizes me.
May I take your order?
Do you have a pumpkin spice latte?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. What did you say?
A pumpkin spice latte.
Come again?
I said a pumpkin spice latte!
Oh, sure. Coming right up. Wait. Haven't I seen you before? So, Kawaii-chan.
Yep!
Is that your real name? It's rather unique.
Yep!
It is.
Cool. I am so interested in Caitlin's friends from long ago. It gives me a chance to get to know more about Caitlin in different ways.
Well...
Luca!
Irene, forgive me, for I have sinned by letting coffee out rather than in. But that was horrible!
What happened?
The coffee was bad. That's so odd. It's not like Jerry to make it that way.
Kawaii-chan will go get some napkins!
Thank you. Sheesh, I just embarrassed myself.
Why did you invite Kawaii-chan to sit with us?
Because she's your friend, isn't she?
I mean, I know her through Afmao, but... I mean, yeah, she's cute, but she can be a little overbearing, too. I only hung out with her in high school because she was around Afmao a lot.
Well, now you can know her outside of Afmao.
Yeah, but...
Here you go!
Thank you. I can't believe the coffee was that bad. Poor Jerry must be badly understaffed.
Oh, Kawaii-chan was thinking about applying for the opening. But she doesn't think she'll get the job. Some people think I'm too much.
Nonsense! You can do it!
Huh?
Trust me, I know the barista. I can help.
Alright. I'll take her on as a trainee. Doesn't mean this job is permanent. There's one other applicant aside from you, and you gotta show them up.
Kawaii-chan will!
Alrighty then. Show up to work first thing at 7 a.m. That's before opening.
Thank you so much! Thank you, Luca-senpai!
Aw, you're very welcome.
I need to go and get some rest for work tomorrow. Thank you so much again!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
She's not going to get rest after having that frappe.
Why'd you do that, babe?
I don't know. I wanted to believe in her, I guess.
You're too sweet for your own good.
Sometimes.
Morning! Kawaii-chan?
Yep!
We're gonna put you and the other applicant through the ringer today and just throw you guys into it. We definitely need all the help we can get right now, so your training will be hands-on. Go sit down and they'll get your aprons.
Okay! You!
Oh, great. What is this, high school reunion?
Who are you again?
What? Do you seriously not remember me?
Oh, you're the guy from the orientation!
Far beyond that!
You
can't be serious right now. You must be dumber than a rock!
Hey! Wait, you're...
Yes?
Garth's brother!
You're... just... dumb.
Kawaii-chan is sorry. She doesn't remember people who don't matter in her life.
Must have not impacted you enough in high school. I'll have to fix that.
Are you here for coffee? Sorry, but the place doesn't open until...
I'm here for the job!
No! What if they don't have enough aprons for us?
You're stupid.
All right, now calm down, you two. Here are your aprons.
Oh, good! I was afraid we wouldn't have enough for both of us.
Only one of us is going to get the job.
That depends. Now, let's get right to work. I need you two to clean this place before the shop opens. We couldn't do it last night since we were so short-staffed. We just crashed. Now we gotta clean and stock in the back while this place gets cleaned. Now you got this side of the place, you get the other. Go.
This is so easy!
Okay, come on. Why do I have to use this to clean it up? I always get Garth to do this kind of stuff. Come on, come on. Why won't this stain come out?
All right, time's up. We've got to move on to the next task. Let's see what you got done. Good job, Miss Chan. All right, then. Now, we gotta get to baking the displayed goods. Everything here is homemade.
Baking?
Whoa, great job! Those are some sad muffins.
Of course, when you put them next to hers.
Okay! Now, you two have had it pretty easy up until now. But those doors are about to open, and we're gonna have a crazy crowd come through. They're all gonna be cranky, and we need to serve them the best coffee. Are you two ready?
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
How about, Kawaii-chan, you take the orders, and Zane, you do the coffee. Sound good?
Perfect!
I don't know how to make the orders.
I'll be supervising you as much as I can. But please know that I'll have to be running the counter and bakery orders in the back, too. There's a small guide here. Follow it as fast as you can.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's get to it.
Thank you both so much, and have a wonderful day!
Thanks! She's so nice!
Hey, you're doing a good job!
I'm busy.
But that was the last order for now.
Leave me alone.
Why are you at this job if you're going to be a grumpy ass?
As if you could understand. I've had jobs before. You act so happy like this is your first one.
It is.
Thought so. Now leave me alone. I'm working.
All right. Time to switch. Zane, take the orders. And Kawaii-chan, make the coffee.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't spill! Aw, I overpoured it.
Hey lady, come on, I don't got all day. Stop messing around.
1 second!
Not so easy, is it?
Please help!
Nope, suffer.
Hey, emo kid, think you can help speed up the process here? This chick is taking forever.
It's her first day on the job. She needs to learn.
Wow, that's the nicest thing anyone has said to me today.
What? No, that wasn't supposed to be—
Oh, sticking up for her, huh? Shouldn't you be training her? I saw you making coffee before.
She can do it herself!
You do believe in me!
What? That's not what I— Ugh, just give me the stupid coffee! Here, take it and get out of my face!
Oh, look, you can do it.
Remind me to get back that piece of—
Thank you so much!
You suck at making coffee! I had to do it for you!
Hey, that's not very nice! What happened to you sticking up for me from before?
I wasn't! I—
All right, you two, your hands-on session is over. Gawaii-chan, great work. Zane, good job sticking up for your fellow employee. That's honorable.
I didn't mean, but... whatever. I'm out.
What crawled up his butt and died?
Maybe he hasn't had coffee. Still, that was nice of him.
Agreed. And he tried to play it off like he was trying to hurt you. What a loser.
Stupid job. Stupid girl. Stupid everything!
One more time.